Hi, this is a dictation that is for Lisa Hampton, L-I-S-A-H-A-M-P-T-O-N. Date of birth is 1/9/1976. Date of service is 10/16/2024. And date of accident is 7/15/2024. The patient has had a T-bone accident on passenger side where she hit the other car while she was a resident driver. However, the impact impacted her quite a bit. Her left shoulder is injured. There is a severe pain in the neck and the lower back. They're all reported to be 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And then patient is suffering from headaches associated with no other symptoms of TBI. However, she is having a torticollis and various trigger points. She's here for injection treatment also for this painful episode. She has a frozen left shoulder. She cannot open it beyond 60-70 degrees. Very painful. She has seen Dr. Pampati, P like Paul, A-M, P like Paul, A-T-I, for orthopedic consultation, who has advised her extended physical therapy to open the shoulder a little bit more. So the patient is now stable, but in severe pain, agonia severe pain. The MRIs that were done showed pathology in the left shoulder with a supraspinatus tendinosis with a tear of 70 to 80% of the tendon thickness. Also, infraspinatus tendon is inflamed and there is an interstitial tear. There is a bursitis and there is a possibility of subscapular nerve being entrapped. But we are not sure about that. The MRIs for the cervical spine are positive for C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7 disc involvement with neuroforamen and narrowing. And in the lumbar spine, there is a posterior central disc herniation with superior extrusion at L4, L5, and L5, S1. The patient is having severe pain, but we have not been able to bring her down on the table in a comfortable way due to the frozen shoulder. So the procedures are on hold. At this time, she is mainly concerned about her shoulder. Her pain level is 10 in all these areas. ADLs are affected 8. So 40 to 50% improvement is reported by the patient. For the ADL and the rest of the system review, additional issues, substance abuse and compliance history, and the physical examination, kindly review the previous visit of 9/19/2024. Dictation number is 0923-060. The muscle spasm continue, and kindly just copy and paste. But the blood pressure here today is as follows. It is 130/80, and pulse is 68. Pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit. Plan is to continue the physical therapy for all these areas, especially the neck and the lower back, left shoulder, and for left side torticollis, severe spasm of the trapezius muscle and quadratus lumborum on the left side, traction massage, laser treatment, chiropractic treatment, home treatments are discussed with the patient. She is provided Valium tablet 10 milligram at night for reducing the muscle relaxation. And Cymbalta is provided 60 milligram a day for 30 days for further help with the pain relief. She is also provided Mobic 7.5 milligram once a day for pain relief. Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. And Protonix is provided for stomach protection. Elavil 50 milligram at night for sleep, and Neurontin is provided for and radiculopathy pain and healing of all the nerves and brain issues. She is continuing to see orthopedic surgery, which is fine, and also spine surgery. She is also provided with the compounding cream, and refills are provided to her. And Other than that, no other issues. Thank you. She'll be seen in 30 days' time.